I had been putting off going to the doctor. It's never fun. But you have to go once in a blue moon, just to make sure everything is working and you're okay. I hadn't been to my doctor in a couple of years, and it's not that anything was wrong. I just wanted to make sure things were good. I made an appointment, and when the day came, since it was for a full physical, I of course wanted to be sure I was perfectly groomed beforehand. There's nothing like someone examining your body up close to make sure you want to look your best. I was having a pap smear done as part of my checkup, and of course those are never fun and can even be uncomfortable because you tense up. I keep my pussy shaved anyway, but wanted to make sure I was freshly shaved the morning of the appointment and had been out of the shower less than 2 hours when I was on the examination table. My entire body had been shaved, legs, underarms. I even shave my forearms since I dislike the peach fuzz. I like 100% smooth. My feet had gotten a pedicure the evening before, freshly painted red toenails. I went in when I was called, and then undressed, and slipped into one of those awful paper gowns they have. And when she came in and took my vitals, and then performed a breast exam, and then asked me to lay back. She called a nurse in to be present. I assumed it was because they were covering themselves for frivolous lawsuits. She asked me if I'd like to be part of a study she was undertaking. There was, of course, no obligation to do so, but I'd be helping if I could. I asked what sort of a study, and she said it was on female sexuality. I assumed she was going to ask me about my sexual history, partners, etc., but that wasn't what she meant. I said, "All right, what do you want to know?" And she asked if she would be allowed to measure the number of uterine contractions I'd have after orgasm. That certainly wasn't what I was expecting her to ask, but I'm all for advancing medical science and knowledge of human sexuality. I agreed to help. I asked exactly what was involved. She said she'd like me to come to orgasm with a probe in my vagina that would measure my contractions upon orgasm, levels of natural lubrication. I was curious how this was going to happen, and I asked what exactly was going to happen to bring this about. I looked over at the nurse, and she and the doctor exchanged glances, and they said I would be brought to orgasm right there on the examination table. I never thought an exam at the doctor would turn into this scenario, yet I wasn't turned off or nervous, just a bit surprised by the unexpectedness of it all. I agreed. They had me sign a waiver, I assumed to prevent the frivolous lawsuits I'd thought of, and I said, "Let's begin." The nurse went over to dim the lights, about as dim as when you go get an eye exam. I was told to put my feet in the stirrups and relax as best I could. I felt the doctor slowly insert a lubed-up probe into my vagina. It was about as big around as a regular-sized tampon in the applicator. It didn't hurt. I barely felt it go in. It was connected to a thin cord, and I could see some sort of monitor waves, like ultrasound-type waves, I guess measuring blood flow and the like. The nurse asked if she had my permission to touch me, and I said yes. She lifted up the paper gown, exposing my pussy, while the doctor sat on a stool at the end of the exam table, right near my pussy, observing and not speaking. This was all very odd, and honestly, I didn't know if I'd be able to orgasm under such circumstances. It was not sexy in any way. I wasn't even horny. The doctor said not to worry or feel any pressure. that some women couldn't orgasm under these circumstances, but they were grateful I'd consented to be part of the study, orgasm or not. The doctor again encouraged me to relax, close my eyes, and just focus on the sensations, not the environment. I did as she asked. I felt the nurse's lubed fingers start to gently caress my pussy. She didn't immediately open the pussy lips, just moved her well-lubed fingers over the edges of my labia and teased them. It did feel good. I can't say that it didn't. I did feel my own wetness and natural lubrication kick in with the stimulation of my pubic area. After she teased the pussy lips for a while, they opened on their own from their moistness, and I felt a creaminess between my legs. I momentarily wondered if the probe would slip out from the wetness, but it didn't seem to. I couldn't really feel it even. She then went for my clit, which was now already stiff and poking out from under its hood, and I could feel her soft fingertips caressing it gently. She took her middle finger and rubbed it on either side of it, teasing me further, not yet going for the exposed clit. I could feel it getting wetter, and I was getting more and more aroused by her touch. I thought I'd go mad unless she touched that clit. I even started to buck my hips a bit to give her the idea to touch it without actually asking her to do so. She picked up on my cue and then ever so gently started rubbing it in little tiny circles right on my clit, and it felt fantastic. I hadn't actually come in several days, and I was quickly getting very horny, even though I had not been when I arrived. I half opened my eyes, and the doctor was still sitting on the stool at the end of the exam table, looking on with mild interest, but not looking horny or aroused in any way herself. I saw her give a small nod to the nurse, and at that gesture she picked up the pace of how she was touching me, and the firmness of her touch also increased, and I could feel the orgasm they had been so waiting for welling up inside of me and getting closer and closer. It's a good thing the stirrups were locked, since I was really pushing with my feet, like I do in bed when I masturbate, with my feet on the bed and my knees are up, and I'm pushing into the bed with my feet as I get closer to coming. Her caressing of my clit was harder and stronger and faster, and I was nearly there, and she kept going and going, and all of a sudden I cried out, and she didn't let up with her caresses. She kept touching my clit and rubbing it in fast, firm motions as I came down from my orgasm, and then she slowed down and stopped. I could see her and the doctor look over at the monitor to watch the waves and spikes my orgasm was registering with the vaginal probe. They continued on for a minute or two and then ceased. The doctor asked if that was a typical orgasm for me, and I said yes, fairly. Then she asked if I was normally multi-orgasmic, and I replied yes. I usually have at least two, sometimes more, but usually am satisfied after having a couple of orgasms. She asked if I thought I could go again in a couple of minutes after I caught my breath, and I said yes, I'd be able to come again. We sat and waited, mostly not talking. Then the doctor asked if I was ready to go again. I replied yes. I, of course, expected the nurse to once again start manually stimulating me, but the doctor asked if I'd like to experience a different kind of orgasm. that for the purposes of the study, it was important to see the results of two different types of orgasms induced in different ways. Now I was really curious. How exactly was I going to be made to achieve orgasm this time? I was soon to find out. The doctor asked me if I'd found oral stimulation satisfactory in experiencing orgasm, and I said yes, of course. The nurse just stood there beside me as I lay on the examination table, feet still in the stirrups. I assumed after the doctor's question, the nurse would again be the one to bring me to orgasm, but I was incorrect. I looked down, and the doctor was lowering her head between my thighs, and I soon felt her warm, wet tongue start to glide over my still, stiff clit. And I must say, as good as the nurse's fingers felt as she'd rubbed me, this felt a whole lot better. I took it they kept this for the second part, since the doctor didn't want to waste her time and efforts on someone that might not be able to come under these circumstances. I've always been lucky that way. I can always come. It may take a bit more effort if I am not horny when I start, but I can do it if I persist. This doctor knew what she was doing. I think she's honestly one of the most talented tongues I've ever had between my thighs ever. She sucked on my inner lips and then sucked on my clit, all the while leaving the probe that was still in there waiting for the second round of my uterine contractions caused by the orgasms to register the next ones. I was soaking wet, and she was licking up every drop. My freshly shaved pussy was quivering, about to explode once more, in a mind-blowing orgasm right here on the exam table. My breathing quickened, and I could feel it coming over me like a wave about to crash. She kept licking it up and down, faster and faster, and I came hard. And she kept on like the nurse had, not stopping as I came. As my breathing slowed down, as I caught my breath, she stopped, again looking up at the monitor to view the results the probe was capturing. She then said that was all they'd be needing for today, and they thanked me. She said the cells on the probe would suffice for the pap smear, and they left the room and left me to clean up and get dressed. It was all so surreal. I couldn't believe it had actually happened. But that is what happened during my last trip to the doctor. I think I'd better make more frequent exams if this is the sort of thing I've been missing out on.